Hi, my name's Julie Macken. A bloke called Daniel Anderson describes nations as imagined political communities. And I totally love that because it rings so true. In my head, when people talk about Australia, there's a whole lot of kind of images and feelings and thoughts that spring to mind when I think of my Australia. And I love the fact that actually all of us are carrying around different imagined Australias. Anyway, he wrote a very large book explaining all the ways in which they were imagined. I reckon most of us intuitively know that right now, in this moment, in our shared Australia, there's a whole lot of reimagining going on. I mean, right now we can't decide on what day should be Australia Day. Most of us know that the Constitution needs rewriting and the debate is on about how we should do that. And seriously, most of us don't even know the words of the national anthem. So all of this just underscores how we're continuing to imagine the Australian nation into being. The first thing I want to say about that is obviously not everyone's imagination is equal. Those in power contribute most powerfully to the construction of our political community. And that's why we look at the way they behave to see whether or not they're creating a better or a worse community, because they've got more power to change it. That's all of those people in power too, not just politicians, but obviously priests, CEOs, heads of the PNC and heads of the NFF, people in leadership positions. But right now, we have numerous politicians being accused of bullying and standover tactics. We have CEOs lining up in the current Royal Commission and seriously trying to dodge and weave their way out of accountability for their appalling treatment of those that use their banks and super funds. And of course, we've just had another Royal Commission into the sexual assault of children by organised religion. So what kind of nation does this behaviour create? Well, it looks like the place where the most powerful men, and they are almost exclusively men, get to impose their will on others. Their will in politics, in business, and perhaps especially in sexual relations. Though really, can you refer to the assault of a child by an adult as a sexual relation? But they're not the only ones with imaginations. And while it feels like that kind of destructive behaviour is carrying the day, there are others in our community who are imagining different ways of being, and I really want to sing them up now. Women in showbiz and politics and other organisations are getting organised, getting support, getting new ways of dealing with men's bullying and sexual harassment. Rest assured, we're not going to do this perfectly. There will be a fair bit of arguing about how best to do it. There will be some women who find themselves on the wrong side of this fight. But we are now in the business of speaking out in defence of ourselves, our daughters, our mums, our friends, and our imagined political community. And of course, Indigenous Australians have been imagining a different nation ever since the over 300 nations that were here before colonisation first came under attack. This year alone, Indigenous leadership and communities have given us the extraordinary Uluru Statement that seeks a Makarrata Commission to supervise a process of agreement making between governments and First Nations and truth telling. Makarrata is a word from the language of the Yolngu people in Arnhem Land. And as Noel Pearson explained it, the Yolngu concept of Makarrata captures the idea of two parties coming together after a struggle, healing the divisions of the past. It's about acknowledging that something has been done wrong and it seeks to make things right. We really need these new ways of imagining ourselves to get over the hurts and to get into the healing. I am nearly an old lady, and I can't remember a time when we had so much petty, vicious divisions in this country, nor can I remember a time when we have had such a failure of imagination in so many places. After the last little while, it's clear to all of us there is no moral authority to be found in Parliament House. We are very close to the point at which Parliament becomes completely illegitimate. Personally, I find that idea frightening. But what gives me hope is the amount of leadership being shown by so many in our community. The Indigenous community that works so hard on the Uluru Statement and all those who disagree with it, but do so in relationship with their community. The women who are supporting each other, finding structures that keep women and girls safe, and community leaders like, you know, the Anglican priest, Father Rod Bauer, who keep challenging us to find love in all of this. We have really great people in our community, and we have the potential to imagine our political community in ways that put truth and love and equity at the heart of who we are. Don't look for that kind of leadership in Canberra, but do look for it, and you will find it and support it and nurture it in your own community. That's how we make this imagined community, this imagined political community, one we all want to belong to.